I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Name's Luke Meat. And coming up in the next hour and a half, whole bunch of all over the sonic map. We're going to start off the first half hour with some kind of mellow ambient industrial kind of noise. And we'll see what leaps out of the shelves from us. We'll start off with three tracks by Zoviet France.
No.
They wouldn't. not. And neither on such occasions, I think, did he so regard them. If he fell silent, he did not cease to participate in our talks. Announcement of an interval, he would, change or act in such a manner as would suggest change. His behavior on these occasions was not consistent. Imposition. They now proceeded according to his dictates. And became his imposition. Dominant. began from its vantage. His predilection for windows was not assumed. And on approaching initially, when the break was stated, he paid no attention to the aspect beyond, either in daytime or in nighttime.
very fascinating electronic music piece there, all the way back to 1968. The gentleman's name is Victor Grauer, and this comes to us from a compilation from the University of Toronto, just simply entitled Electronic Music. And the work on this project has influenced Victor Grauer's compositional style to such a degree that he cannot separate his identity as an ethnomusicologist from his identity as a composer. His experience, possibly unique for a composer, of listening to and living with field recordings of music from almost every corner of the world on a day-to-day basis for about 3 years, has made him more aware of what music can do and what can be done in music. Victor Grauer there with Inferno. Before that, some Nurse of Wound. I was no longer his dominant. Some great minimalist spoken word stuff there. And then some great, great ambient delay industrial fusion there. Soviet France off of 1988's Look Into Me album, released on the Charm Records Group. You're listening to A Noise here on the Almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You want to hear anything, give me a shout here at 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. I'm in kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of mood. This is Pram. We'll be right back.
those whose appetites are queer.
Wasting time, people that you'll never know. and know it's me. It all must end, but we can't know. It hurts too much for us to show.
Some Twisted Psychedelia for you there. Music Emporium, you just heard there. 1968, San Franciscan Psych. And that whole set there was very, very female-based. Music Emporium, one of the few psych bands, West Coast psych bands, with a female drummer. This is available to you now on Sundays Records, or you can get it on vinyl on Flash Records. Better known as possibly the worst album cover of all time. If you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the only hit off it was a great tune called Nam Miu Renge Kyo, which is kind of a bit of an underground kind of one. Hard to find a little bit. Music Emporium, now available to us regular music buyers. Before that, some broadcast off of their first album all the way back to... Is there a year on here? My goodness, I think this is over 10 years old, though. Jeez, time fleets. The Noise Made by People. Kind of like just considered a lesser Stereo Lab kind of thing. That I've never saw the comparison between them at all, even though they had organs and a female vocalist. That's where the comparisons ended. This one's pretty essential. That's a great little track called Come On, Let's Go. Before that, some more 60s stuff. It's hard to believe that these guys only put out one record. The United States of America from New York, 1968, Columbia Records. Again, available on 180-gram vinyl. And this one was new to me. I did not, I'm ashamed to say, I did not know who these guys were. And it was one of many Christmas presents this year. And fascinating, fascinating stuff. Very playful, childlike, avant-garde psych. The United States of America, you heard the American Metaphysical Circus there. And we started you off there with Pram. Whatever happened to these guys? I guess it's my job to tell you that. But yeah, I don't really know. This is one that I really liked. Helium was the name of the album. Pram is the name of the band. Gravity was the name of the song. This is a Noise. Speaking of reissues, I had a lovely conversation with a caller last week that called in asking me about some stuff that I was playing. And I had a nice little chat with him. And I believe he requested something that I don't think I remember it, but I think this might be it. And if it's not, I apologize to the caller and give me a call back, 822-2487, if you want to remind me who we talked about. But I think this might be what he asked for. I'm not too sure. So give me a shout and curse my evil memory. This band never fails to raise mixed opinions. I believe my girlfriend described them as Frank Zappa sodomizing the cast of Jesus Christ Superstar. But you can always be assured it's interesting, and you can make up your own mind when you hear the music of Magma.
Save us! Don't. micro. We're at 8,000 feet. Perishing cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, a three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes, indeed. Another fine quality show here on CITR 101.9, Sweet and Hot. Thursday mornings, definitely. Stay tuned. Speaking of, at 1 o'clock, we'll have some uninterrupted muzak for you. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock. I don't know if Frank is back or not, but we'll have something for you in the kind of garagey sense. Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30, it's the first Wednesday of the month, so that means it is And Sometimes Why with Miko Hoffman. And 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, hosted by Julia. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. This show is a noise, and let's go through what you heard there. You just heard some King Crimson off of Lark's Tongue and Aspic with Lark's Tongue and Aspic Part 2. But we started you off there with Magma, their third record, Mechanic Destructive Commando. In the liner notes going to say, this is the third movement of Thelu's Hamtach, the judgment of humanity for all its cruelty, its dishonesty, its uselessness, its vulgarity, and its lack of humility, as predicted by the prophet Neber Gutat, moved and inspired by the spirit of the universe in its infinite wisdom. Yeah, Magma. You heard Hortz für den Stecken West. Speaking of mine, this is no real language I'm speaking here. This is the language of Zool, which Magma invented. So figure that one out. And this ends our Prague set for a while.
I want to watch cartoons. I'm hungry. Feed me now. We've got to eat something. Give a shit, give me a piece of a cow. I'm hungry. Come on, where's the meat? Give me a piece of fruit. Not that kind. I'm hungry. Give a shit about lying around in a nursing home watching TV. Give me a piece of anything. Hungry. I don't want to be your friend. I'm hungry. Give me what you got on your plate. I'll get your hand. I'll take what I want. I'm hungry. I deserve this food. Don't you dare not feed me food. I'm hungry. Who isn't? Got something stuck in my throat. Probably a piece of pheasant. What do you put in this food? Is it poisoning me? My throat is bent. My throat is all bent up. Help, nurse, my throat, the bent. The bent throat. I got a bent throat. What do you mean? What the fuck? The throat is bent. You can't eat food with a bent throat. You try fooding, eat. You eat. Yeah, you eat all right. I watch you eat. I never get no food. What do I get? Leftovers. Leftovers. Give me some rightovers for once. Wait, my throat. Wait a minute. But I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Oh, man, I'm hungry.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure. You don't know where he's at.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Sounds like it's portable,
yeah. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it is portable.
Diddly shit. Diddly shit. Diddly
yeah.
Shit. Diddly
damn
shit.
Right.
Nobody cares.
It's getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was a little dog named Snuggles. This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Give all that shit out of here. Why don't you go over there and knock on his fucking door, dude? You think you know where he's at and all this shit.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Why are we doing these instrumentals? Because we got them? I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
I think that people would read more into the music than is really there.
Will somebody find out the goddamn answer?
In the 50s, they considered it in vulgar and despicable to have songs like Each Week Tonight, Let's Do It by Coldplay, All of You by Coldplay. Those were considered euphemism for something dirty.
Who gives a shit?
Some vulgar, dirty act.
Diddly shit.
The Kingston Trio famous song, they used the word damn. It was banned on the radio.
God damn it.
In the 60s, there was a song called Louie Louie.
God damn it.
Upside back.
God damn it.
Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message.
God,
they never found the dirty message. The FCC was brought in.
Oh, fuck.
In the 70s, people went through the same experience, looking for the dirty message of the song. I don't think that the satanic message is there.
Knuckles.
You better be prepared to meet your maker.
What?
I'm after your ass, boy.
Goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
I gotta get fucked with so much shit. Super shithead
again.
Who knows? You might be the straightest kid in town.
What the fuck is ponderous, man? Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. This is American Top 40, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you too, Richard.
Oh, fuck you, Liz.
Fuck you too, Richard.
Yeah, I'd love to, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
I appreciate your concern for my safety, but I know what I'm about to do. I know the risk involved. And I know I may never live to see any of you again. Oh, please reconsider, won't you? No, gentlemen. Whether it means that I die or live. Oh, then you must carry a rifle for your protection. I will carry nothing but my violin. A violin? Are you out of your mind, sir? They've killed others before you. It's no use, gentlemen. I will not carry a gun. I will carry nothing but my violin.
Have you ever wakened to hear sounds like these?
Everything I will relate only exposes the surface of the problem.
There you go. The Brand Flakes there. Fantastic track. We did a little bit of, we had some authentic, real, illegal music there, I guess you'd call that. That was the Brand Flakes with Lynn Verno off of their amazing Hey, Won't Somebody Come and Play album. And before that, you heard the original McCoy there. That was Negative Land off of the U2 EP. And yes, it really was off the actual U2 EP. And yet another great little Xmas present that I received this year. You don't find them too often. And Bleak, if you and your crew are listening, yes, that was really it. I've got the vinyl copy of U2 by Negative Land. That was, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, the radio mix. What else do we have in there? Oh, the Frogs. My goodness, what can you say about these guys that hasn't already been said? My Daughter the Broad is the name of the album. And I'm Hungry. A lovely little geriatric tune there. And then we had the opposite side of the coin of helplessness of I Said I Just Want to Watch Cartoons by the Happy Flowers off of their must-own album, Oof, if you ask me. That just about does it. We're going to wrap it up here. We're going to do back into the Nurse with Wound list. We've got something here by Necronomicon. Necronomicon were formed in 1971 in Aachen, West Germany. And they released only properly one proper album in late 72. They went through a whole bunch of different lineup changes. But the one that's like the must-own album by them is this one here, Tips Zum Selbstmord. Very, very good. 1972, krautrock at its finest. This track we're going to hear is entitled Requiem der Natur. I hope you enjoy it. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Mansion.
On Friday, February 22nd, 2008, at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to present Xavier Rudd. A major talent and multi-instrumentalist, Xavier plays guitars, tongue drums, stomp boxes, djembes, harmonica, ankle bells and slide banjo. His songs speak of compassion, humanity, spirituality, the Aboriginal peoples of his native land, Australia, and the environment.